The Accra High Court has refused an application by a former Minister of Education, Youth and Sports, Yao Osafo-Mafo, to prevent the Economic and Organized Crime Office, IOCO, from inviting him in its investigations into the judgment debt payment to Alfred Woyome. This means Mr. Osafo-Mafo will have to honor IOCO's invitation to assist in the investigations. Here's the report by Beatrice Opong.
Mr. Osafo-Mafo filed the application for an interim injunction to restrain the Crimes Office from continuing with its investigation and a perpetual injunction restraining IOCO from proceeding with investigations of fraud relating to the award and execution of a contract for the rehabilitation of the stadia. Justice Denis Ejeyi held that IOCO is a statutory body empowered by law to reform certain functions, and it will be improper for the court to injunct the office in the performance of its obligations. He said he is satisfied that the Crimes Office has not breached any law, and therefore the court has no jurisdiction to grant the injunction, considering that there has not been any proof of abuse of statutory discretion. Justice Ejeyi noted that the former minister has not even appeared before IOCO, and there has been no issue of improper use of discretion on the part of the Crimes Office. The court, however, asked IOCO to respect the human dignity of persons invited to assist its investigations. The judge said IOCO should clearly state in its invitation to persons reasons why the office believes they are appropriate persons to be investigated or assist in its investigations, adding that the date and time must be clearly stated. Justice Ejeyi also said that invited persons have a right to appear with their lawyers. The court also declined an application by former Deputy Minister of Education, Youth and Sports, Obi Amoah, to restrain IOCO from continuing with its investigations into the Woyome judgment debt payment on the same grounds.
Beatrice Opong's report.